This is the Blessings of Christ on the 8th day of August, 2021. I am very, very saddened to bring news to you that I know will sadden you as well. Our beloved brother in Christ, who has been my partner and sidekick in keeping the blessing call working and on for years, Tony McGettigan, passed on to his higher life yesterday. And his wife is here today, Judy, to share some miraculous messages that she's had from him. But before I put her on the call, I just want to say something from me about my gratitude with Tony. And it's hard to have a clear voice because he was very, very dear to me. And I think you'll understand when I tell you how it all began. How it all began with Tony. He had been reading Love Without End, but I didn't know him at that time in the early days. And then he was one of the first readers of The Keys of Yeshua, which was released in 2004. Well, later on in that year, I got an email from this lovely man who said that I have been carefully reading The Keys of Yeshua, which is wonderful. And by the way, I loved Love Without End. So this is how we became acquainted. And he said, I found a lot of typos and editing bloopers in The Keys of Yeshua. You must have rushed to get it to press. And I was wondering if you would like to have a list of all the things I found. And, of course, I wrote back, yes, of course I would. And may I call you? I'd like to speak with you as well. So we had our first conversation, and the list was 3 pages long. So he had an eagle's eye for literary perfection. And with that, we began our partnership in assisting Yeshua in getting his messages out to the world. And he then jumped in to help me with the 10th anniversary edition of Love Without End. But again, we were a little bit under time pressure, so unfortunately we didn't catch everything, but he tried awfully hard. And within the year, we were to start the blessings. Oh, I should say before that, while Tony was reading in depth Love Without End and The Keys of Yeshua, he really, really became committed to ministry of this work. And I said, Tony, why don't you take the ministry course? We're going to ordain you as a minister. And we're going to do that just in appreciation for everything you've done for this work. And so I don't remember exactly the year that we ordained Tony. I think it would be in our records, but I kind of didn't want to look them up last night. And it was around 2008 or 9 that he was ordained. And then, in 2010, with my health issues, I began the Sunday blessing calls. I think Tony was on every single one of them. Well, not everyone. He's missed a couple lately. And I think there was a time when he and the family were on vacation and he was off. But, I mean, it was a record attendance, really. It truly was. And when I couldn't get the machinery to work down here or a signal, he would take over. And we became sidekicks on the blessing call. And when we did the first blessing seminar, he and I think Judy can tell me later, but I think they both attended. At any rate, he became a blessing giver. And As a blessing giver, he took even more responsibility for the blessing calls and for the work that we do every Sunday and so many times during the week. And he would take time to communicate with special people in our community who needed a little bit of assistance. And I feel quite certain he was on every one of our webinars, attending the jam sessions and helping people with their understanding. So he was the other professor. In a way, he was to me what I was to Christ. He was my scribe, just as I was the scribe to Yeshua. I was getting Yeshua's words in. Sometimes I would get them taken down perfectly. Tony would look them over and get them perfect. So when it came to the 20th anniversary of Love Without End, Tony and I both said, let's make it perfect this time. And we together worked on catching everything in the book and formatting it beautifully and making it perfect. And then we both decided, almost at the same time, we need an index. Well, Tony took over and he created that 35-page index, which is in Love Without End. Of course, I looked it over. You know, I was there consulting and helping decide what should go in there. I actually took a few things out because I think he was so industrious. I think it would have been a 45-page index if it had been up to Tony. But I tried to keep it manageable. But what he and I created together was a masterpiece. And it will be a legacy that endures beyond his life for generations, carrying forward the teachings of Yeshua. So my spirit is beyond gratitude today. Thank you, Tony. And he came to me in spirit last night and he said, I'll be with you on the call. And I don't know what I'm going to be expected to do in this new place I'm in, but it's beautiful. And I'll be on as many calls as they'll let me be on. So he said, it's not goodbye. It's just a different way of doing things. And it made me remember how many calls Tony would tell us about what's going on in the sky. He was a highly educated astrologer. I don't really know if it was an avocation that he did as a resource for income, but I know that he was very, very advanced in his study. And one of the special things that says so much about Tony is that I have known a number of professional astrologers, and almost all of them studied the charts, really almost exclusively the charts, and occasionally they would look at the sky, not Tony. Tony would always look at the sky first. He would get his message from the sky, and then he would look at the charts. He would be guided by the creations of God and the messages of the Holy Spirit as to what the charts meant. And I think that says so much about his character, so much about his faith in God, so much about his infillment with the Holy Spirit and dedication to enlightenment. So, Tony, the ages will ring with your name written upon it. And you know you have my love and my gratitude and my enduring respect for it. Well, it's hard to talk, but anyway, I'm going to open the line to Judy because she has some very special messages from Tony to you. Judy, you're on. Judy, I opened your line, but for some reason.
Okay. Am I on?
You're on.
Perfect. Thank you. I just want to say thank you for your lovely tribute to him. And thank you to this whole community because you guys have been a support in so many ways through so many things with us. And I just wanted to share some things about what's happened. Tony was going through pancreatic cancer, and in the last month or so, he'd had some swelling because usually the liver is taxed. So he was, you know, it was he was ready to go. He said, let me go with Jesus. We did get a chance to talk to him or be with him. It was actually very graceful. And it was quick, and he, you know, they kept him comfortable. He did look up a couple of times, and my mom said maybe he was looking, you know, seeing that picture of the lion and the lamb above your bed. They called it at 8:08. His sister said that that's a number for the lion's gate, so I need to look that up. Our girls were driving from Portland, and about that time, Chelsea said there was a gorgeous sunset. There were clouds in the sky. She could feel him there. They drove through the night, and Sarah was driving in the morning. She said it was a beautiful sunrise, and the song Here Comes the Sun came up, which is one of our songs. And when James and I went to bed, I asked him what he was feeling, and he said, I feel Dad with me. And I said, yeah, he's with you. And then I said, I could see him smiling and peaceful, and I could feel him as the love that he is. And that's exactly what he told me. He said, you listen to Glenda, and he said, and that's where I'll be. And that's the answer. There's so many synchronistic things that happened to me. Night, someone had called. I'm sure he didn't expect me to answer the call, but Tony had a donor card, and his cornea are actually going to go to a blind person, and that person is where we get to exchange letters, and I'm going to tell him, you are so blessed to see through his eyes, because now he gets to see the skies with you, and that is that. He wasn't an official, you know, paid astrologer, although sometimes he did charts for people and received money, but that was his love. And the kids feel him and outside. My sister was playing a word game. His name randomly came up. That never happens. It was pink. We have a grandchild on the way. He said, our granddaughter's coming, and he's going to keep an eye on her until she gets here. Just all these synchronistic things. So he's still with us, and just miraculous in a lot of ways. I'm very sad to not have his hugs, but I know he's always with me in my heart.
So, he always will be. Yes. And, you know, I want to say that this, Tony has been a conveyor of the blessing until
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
Today he's going to be a giver of the blessing.
Yeah.
Because he's in a place where blessings originate. So mm-hmm. I'm sure that he is standing beside Yeshua. As I, an experience I once had, and I know how it feels. So Tony, be blessed. Know that you're loved. And know that your legacy lives on. And we are so happy to receive a blessing from our blessing giver on high. And Judy, we really extend our arms and our love to you. And I hope that you will continue to be with us.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
And be here on Sundays. And I'm sure Tony will find a way to get mm-hmm. a special ray of energy just for you and James.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we're going to open our lines to some of our other family members and see what we can do for them. So
thank you.
Elizabeth, you're on.
Oh, hi, Glenda and Judy. I'm just shocked at the news of the losing Tony. What a beautiful man. And I just want to say the times I've spoken to him on the phone, he's been kind and gentle and understanding and loving. And this has come as such a surprise and shock. And I'm so grateful for his life, saddened by the loss, because we don't have him, but we still do have him, just in another place. I was just going to ask for a blessing for myself, because I'm suffering from anxiety that I don't know what the cause of is, and I'm trying to find the right doctors and the right people to help me to just find out what's happening inside my body to cause this anxiety. And I just ask for a blessing from Yeshua to get me to the right place to help release this, whatever it is. It's something I'm not understanding that is causing this anxiety that will not release me. So I would ask for a blessing for that. But most of all, just my condolences and my love to Tony, and gratitude for the rest of my life for such a beautiful, beautiful man. And thank God we had him. Thank you. Hello?
Oh, hello. I'm so sorry. I had muted my phone accidentally. Now I'm here. Yes.
Oh.
Thank you for your lovely words. And I want you to know that you are a special recipient from me, and I know from Tony as well. In confronting and dealing with your anxiety. But I also want to suggest that it may not be pathological. I have observed that you are an extremely empathic person. And I don't think there's ever been a time in our nation, or probably in the world, when there has been so much widespread anxiety. Everywhere. Children, animals, people, the earth, everywhere you go, driving on the highways, walking in the grocery store, anxiety is everywhere. And it may be a tribute to your great empathy that you are absorbing so much. Now, the reason I say that is because when we acknowledge a talent, a gift, a strength, we can direct it more appropriately. So to say that this is a pathological situation for you may be a wrong call. It may be that you just need to step up to a higher place where you can get some relief from what's going on down here on this earth.
That's so true, because I have been an empath all my life. I knew when you said that, I thought, oh my goodness, yes, that's exactly true. And I've been feeling this, and after I had that accident or near accident with my friend George in New Orleans a month ago, and he had a stroke while we were driving, it seems to have just escalated it somehow, where I can't seem to keep it under control. It just is a beating in my heart, and then I get very hot, and then it passes, but I get panic attacks, and it's really impacting my life at the moment. And I'm going to see a Chinese doctor to get herbs. And my blood pressure has been very elevated, but I've been seeing doctors and things, but I know this anxiety is to do with that, and I just don't know what to do to bring it under control.
Well, we're going to help you in the blessing, but let me add to what I was saying before. It's really important that you make a right call on what it is. And here's an example of how I handled it. After Larry passed, I was deeply depressed. And it was something I've never felt in my life, because I have never been a depressed person about anything. I could lose my mom and just feel her joy. and be with her and not have a sense of loss that was down 6 feet under the ground.
Yes.
But after Larry left, so much of my life was tied up in our partnership. I went into this deep state of depression. And so I went to my doctor and I said, Doc, of course, I called him by his name. I'm just not going to say it on the line. I lost my husband and I'm in this deep state of depression and I know it's not permanent. Is there anything you can do, to bring up a truck with a winch and pull me out of this ditch?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I know that antidepressants are not going to work on me because it's not a defect in my body or in my hormones. It's a critical temporary condition. And he says, I've got just the thing for you. And he says, you're going to take it for 2 weeks. I did. And I instantly felt the improvement. But at the end of the 2 weeks, I was glad it was over. And I got off of it and went back to, well, I would say a little bit subnormal, but not what I would call deeply depressed. You know, I still had to deal with the situation, but
yes.
I was able to, you know. And so either may it be herbs or elixirs or supplements or prayers or blessings or what. There are remedies that can get you temporarily back up to where you belong. But please call it temporary. Okay?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Nothing,
Glenda,
nothing
that's
has...
exactly. I know this is going to go away. It's just now, and it's just now I need help, but I don't want to get on a lot of drugs or anything like that. I don't know
exactly the
name of what you're on, but just for a couple of weeks, I'm exactly with you on that.
That's right, and it's fine as long as you know. As long as you, it's so important to name things correctly. It really
yes.
is. And so we're going to hold you in our heart and our blessing. And I really need to take some other people on the call. But
absolutely.
I got you, Elizabeth, really.
Thank you. Thank you, Glenda. Thank you.
We're here for you.
Thank you.
Stephen, you're on.
Oh, hello, Glenda, and this amazing, beautiful community. I just want to, express my shock, obviously, and grief around Tony's passing. That's, I don't know, it's just, you know, it's, Tony is just, what a beautiful soul, so gentle. So, it just doesn't make sense. You know, a lot of life, it seems like a lot of it just doesn't make sense. I was also thrown into complete shock a couple of days ago by learning of the passing of a friend of mine, Guru Jagat, who unfortunately passed at the young age of 41. And she, you know, was always focused on health and vitality. And, she's at the zenith of her career. She's living her passion and her purpose. And sadly, she broke her ankle in Germany about a week or two ago. And she flew home for surgery to Los Angeles, surgery on her ankle. And then, for whatever reason, she died of blood clots after the surgery. She had a stroke and then she had a massive heart attack and died. So I just want to, you know, obviously give a blessing for her precious soul and obviously for Tony and my good friend Vanessa. And by the way, Vanessa was just diagnosed with another tumor in her neck, so that she's going in for a full PET scan on Wednesday. Just a blessing, continuing blessing for Vanessa. And interestingly, well, it's not interesting. It's just what it is. But Shane, Vanessa's husband, was in relationship with Guru Jagat, Katie Griggs, for 10 years. So that's how I know. Shane's one of my best friends. That's how I know Guru Jagat. And so it's these times are just really pressing, I think, on everybody, and it's resulting in all kinds of crazy deaths And so I just want to put out a blessing for those beautiful souls and for you. And, I guess that's it. I guess, and I just want to add something to, for Elizabeth. I strongly believe in natural healing modalities. And I just want to say, if you can get out into nature for any period of time, that just being alone in nature is so healing. It has been for me the last, few weeks. And just obviously, yeah, there's lots of herbal remedies and plant medicines and all kinds of stuff that can just really, you know, help you. So I just want to put that out there. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen. You are such a compassionate man and the treasure to our work also. You are among the early pioneers who put this work on the map. And I just want to pay a tribute to you because I think you predated a lot of what we're doing today with your group on, was it on Google or Yahoo?
Oh, Yahoo Group. Yeah. And I'm really looking forward to maybe in a different fashion doing some outreach around Love Without End. Now that I've sold my business, I'm starting to get reorganized and, I really do want to continue the outreach. I mean, Love Without End, the work has completely, just transformed my life over many years and continues to do so. And I'm sure I'm just scratching the surface, honestly, Glenda. I just think that, this work is, it is, in all these years, I brush up against a lot of stuff and, I have not seen anything that is as targeted and as apropos. And I've said this before for the human condition as this work is. And, so I'm dedicated to this work for my whole life. I mean, I'm more dedicated to this than just about anything, actually. So,
we're certainly in that together. And as I was reviewing in my mind how long I'd known Tony, I started thinking back to when Love Without End was first released to the world. As of this coming December the 5th, it will be 23 years. And I was just rolled back at the thought of, oh, Lord, 23 years. I was thinking about our lovely friends and ministry members, the Freeborgs, that I met, gosh, I think it was around 1994. And since they had baby children, now they have grandchildren. So I was thinking, we're already into the generations.
Yeah.
We're into the generations already. Well, you had a young daughter.
Oh, yeah. She's off in college now.
She's an adult now.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You
and David Wolf were just virtually kids. Not really, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean,
were
puppies.
Yeah.
Ramping around, getting your businesses started and with all the hope of two angelic ministers on earth and been through all the things I've seen you go through, and now you sold your business. Wow. I was just thinking about the passing of history that has now worked its way through the lineage of this message. How many people have come and gone? And of course, in all these memories, I came up with Desmond, and such a sweet young man. So many people that have come and passed through and are now on a higher ground with him. And it will be. So it may be that we have to create earth and heaven before we can bring heaven to earth. So I'm just thinking that Tony and Desmond and maybe some of the others that have come and gone have been called into development of heaven on earth from a higher place. And we will all see each other again. It's a long ways from over, my friends.
Yeah, I really truly believe that. And I think it's, I mean, I was just on a call last night with Shane. Obviously, he's dealing with so much with his wife battling cancer. And then, of course, his close, you know, friend and former partner dying. And he was in a deep healing session, doing a massage healing session. And he attributed it, of course, to the work of Love Without End and just knowing about the adamantine particles and knowing about love. And he actually communicated with, you know, I just want to say Katie. I kind of know her more as Katie rather than Guru Jagat. But, you know, he saw Katie in his third eye. She came to him, you know, through the particles and was there in a pure, innocent state. And but really saw her as like kind of that apparition, you know, and she, her energy and her presence. And he really attributes it to the work of Love Without End and all the preparation he's done to be able to have that kind of experience, you know, just yesterday. This actually happened yesterday. So it's, you know, this, the work is amazing because of course it gives us greater understanding and clarity about existence and reality. And it helps us move through the issues in our life, but also just on a real physics basis, it gives us tools to connect to other dimensions and the angels and want loved ones past. It's so palpable and so real. If you seek it, it's there for you.
It is. So much so.
Sorry. Anyway, that's what I have to say.
Sorry about the noise. I dropped something. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Stephen. I mean, I think today it's just turned out to be a day of hope and tribute and history and turning that history into our new future and what can be and what will be. So I'm going to move on to, we've got a few more callers. Someone from Wildwood, Florida. Hello.
Hello, Glenda. This is Nancy Lopez. I'm up. Hi, I'm in Wisconsin right now in Green Bay, and I've been listening to the calls while I've been up here, and I just couldn't let the conversation go today without expressing how grateful I am for the life of Tony and all of his contributions. And I was thinking about him, and I thought, as you know, one of the things I really value is the index, because I use it, and it's just so wonderful to have that. So I appreciate that part of the work that he did, but also just his loving energy that would come through the phone and the simplicity of his faith, which is so, it was so pure and so clear when he would express himself, and he did such beautiful prayers. And I just want Judy to know how much I appreciated both her participation and Tony's participation in the ministry. So I just say thank you to them. And it reminded me, Tony's passing reminded me of something that Yeshua said when he was talking about the living multiple lives. And he said, oh, you only have one life, but it is very long and it has many chapters. Well, I think Tony's chapter for this life is just one for the ages. It's just a beautiful expression of the Christ teachings, and we all appreciate him for that. And then I've been listening to people on the phone for several weeks now talking about how awful everything is and upsetting in the news. And you know, sometimes what I do when I watch it, and I start humming, "This is my Father's world." And once you remember that, then you can look at what's going on and recognize, well, sure, it's chaos because humanity isn't there yet. And we're doing our part to try and move further down the road and higher up in our enlightenment. So we just always have to keep remembering that there is, God is in reality, and we have the power by expressing our love to bring forth new manifestations and new love that is our responsibility. So I try and think of that when I feel kind of aggravated and irritated with what's going on, or even frightened. I remember that. And then maybe I should just stop there. I wanted to ask a blessing, Glenda. My husband and I both are 78, and we are going to be driving from Green Bay, Wisconsin, down to Nashville. And then my husband will be driving to Florida, and I'll have to fly home. I can't drive in a car that far. So I'll be flying home from Nashville, and he'll drive the rest of the way by himself. So I would ask for a blessing and a beautiful community energy to surround us as we travel and make our way back home. But thank you to everyone on the call, and especially to Judy. And I just send her so much love, and I hope she can feel it just wrapping around her and lifting her up. We love you, Judy, and we love Tony. Thank you, Glenda.
Oh, thank you, Nancy. And what day will you be driving? Will your husband be driving?
Friday the 13th, he will be by himself,
Ooh.
But we start tomorrow together.
Okay. Okay. So you're going to drive together to Nashville. All
right.
That's right. I will remember you in prayer every day. And
thank you.
We'll
do
a blessing for your safety with the whole community.
Thank you so much.
Love you so much. And thank you for your many contributions.
Oh, thank you.
You are one of the saints on earth also.
Oh, jeepers.
And we said,
we have many
saints attending our call. I know.
Oh, I agree.
Yes, we do.
They are good company, aren't they?
You are in the best company. You really, truly are.
So, I am. Thank you,
have
Linda.
Have a safe trip and a joyous trip, and keep each other cheered up and happy and alert.
We sure will. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we have Jim Dipel. Is that how it's pronounced?
Hi, Glenda. This is Mary from Lake Arrowhead, and I just had a blessing request.
Okay.
My dear friend Nancy had called me yesterday and told me that her nephew, Henry, they had found a lump on his leg and had diagnosed him with cancer. And the family is just devastated. So I'd like to put Henry in the prayer. and also Nancy's husband, Tim, who had complications from a horrific surgery and now has to go back and have another one. So he's dealing with some PTSD. So Tim and Henry, if you would put them in, that'd be great.
You've got it.
Okay, thanks, Glenda.
You're welcome. And blessings to you, too.
Thank you.
Okay. And we have Iman. Hello, Iman.
Aloha, this is Iman. I just like to extend my love and my just my blessings for Tony and Judy and the family. I love Tony. I think he's one of the most gentlest, kindest, compassionate person. So I send all my love and blessings. And also for Elizabeth, I totally agree with what Stephen was saying, that being in nature is probably the greatest healer. And thank God I live in Maui, you know, every day, or almost every day I go out into nature, you know, either to sun gaze or to what we have here is Iao Valley, which is a beautiful stream over the rocks, the valley between the mountains, the West Maui Mountains, and it just heals and rejuvenates and just resets my inner environment and my emotions. And also lately, I'd just like to add that Glenda, I bought the altar cards from you with Mother Mary and Baby Jesus and Master Jeshua himself. And I would put Master Jeshua on my third eye, the card on my third eye, and on Mother Mary on my heart chakra. And I would rest with that in bed. And I release just whatever it is in my heart. And, you know, Mother Mary said, I'll just take it. You know, I'll just release. I will not judge you. I'll just take it. And I've been doing that for the past few weeks, and it really helps me. It really helps me. So I just wanted to add that also as part of, I suppose, healing for the time. And overall, I just would like to send love and blessings for all mankind, just blessings for all mankind and all life on earth. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Iman. And thank you for bringing that lovely healing energy of Hawaii into our day today. And your own sweetness and gentleness. So you are a blessing just through your work. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we're going to open the line to Eva. Hello, Eva.
Hi, Glenda and everybody else on the call. This is Eva. And thank you all for being here. And, yes, this is definitely a kind of a shocking moment. And yet we know that all is well with the way God is running the world. I appreciate the caller who was talking about singing This Is My Father's World, which I sang many times in my life and always thought of it as nature, which it is, but I never thought of it in this way as with all the turmoil that's going on, it is still my Father's world. And that's truly a blessing. And I want to say concerning Elizabeth, even with all her problems, I could always hear underneath of her voice and her words how much she still always trusted. And that's a blessing for me because I too struggle with depression at times. And I know also the empathic part of it. And I've often thought that I heard empaths talk once on an interview and they said, we have to think, is this me or is this somebody else or who is this? And I have learned that I need to do this in my life, but I don't always know. And when I don't know, it gets scary.
Mm-hmm.
And I just appreciate hearing people who understand this and can give some courage to those of us who struggle with these things. I'm here. My leg is healing from my pinned femur, which is getting better. I appreciate that and appreciate the blessings that everybody has given for me. And I truly do believe that in this world, which we sometimes think is pretty awful, there is still so much love and care. And on a call like this, we really feel it. So thank you, everybody.
Oh, thank you, Eva. And we love you. You're one of our pioneers also, and we treasure all the memories of how devoted you were to Charlie, and still are, of course, but how the care, what kind of loving care you gave to him and still to your family, and took care of yourself, by the way, not as well as you could have, and that's what you're catching up with right now. You've got to get back to taking care of Eva.
And yeah, and I think that's what this fall was about.
It's not as easy.
Because I really needed to just, it was hard for me to get to think with him gone, what do I do now? What is my purpose here? Where do I go from here? And it seemed like it was hard for me, and then especially with COVID coming, to really find that for myself. And it was almost like something had to just stop me in my tracks and say, look, you know, this is your time to just learn something different about your life and about all of life and about life and death, because this was always a very hard problem for me as I was growing up. My father died before I was born, and it was just a very difficult situation in our family. So that always stayed with me for a long, long time. And even though knowing there is so much of a better place, it's still hard when people leave and
of course it is.
Feel like they're not here anymore a lot of the time.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm there with you.
Yes.
I know.
And I wasn't taught that.
You know, that's why we come together as a loving community, because when we see that we're not alone in our suffering, we see that, well, maybe this is just part of the journey. Maybe this is the next step to our enlightenment or our personal discovery. And what you say about recovering purpose, I've had the same thing. And you would think that would not happen to me, because I'm in service to God, I'm in service to Yeshua, I'm in service to church, to our community, to the work we do, and I have no question, really, on the larger horizon about why I'm here. But on a daily level, it gets down to how do I connect with that purpose? Because some of the connecting threads that I used are not there anymore. Mm-hmm. And so the connecting threads sometimes are more sensitive to our feeling and emotion than the grand plan that we can see. I can see the grand plan. It's just, it's just virtually written in Hebrew and Aramaic on the horizon line. Yeah, there's no problem seeing the grand plan, but connecting with it. Because I would get up in the morning, you know, and Larry and I would, well, he didn't get up in the morning. He was not in his latter days. His morning was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But anyway, I would be there with him and bring him his coffee. And we would talk about what's going on, you know. And in the meantime, during the day, I would have somebody who was helping me, a staff member. I don't have any help now. And along that note, if anybody has suffered a little delay in receiving some products, oh, please be patient and forgiving. I'm doing the best I can, because it's me and only me right now on the telephone, in the workroom, preparing the oils, doing the course. It's me and only me, because I don't have anyone trained to step in and do the work, because even though it seems very simple, it's not. It requires the right preparation of heart and mind and orientation and sensitivity to do this work, even though it looks simple on the surface. So,
well, I don't think it looks very simple in my mind, because I often wonder, how do you do that? Because I think
I do too. I don't think
I wouldn't.
By the grace of God.
Yeah.
By the grace of God, I do it. But I'm just using this as an example of how we can know the grand, the big purpose of our life. But how we connect with it on a moment-by-moment basis is a whole other proposition. And mm-hmm. that's what you're dealing with, Eva. And it's actually what a lot of people are dealing with who have not lost their spouse or their best friend or anyone else dear to them, but we've lost a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
And the world is very, even if you're the most positive person in the world, creating a new heaven on earth, you still in a different way of life.
Mm-hmm.
So the way of life we lived up until 2 years ago isn't here anymore. And
exactly.
So the connecting threads are delicate. They're like little threads of silk. And when you find one, let the light sparkle on it and say, okay, yeah, there's one. I can weave a new web of my life with that one. And then you find another one and another one and another one. So we are unfolding a new way of life. And that's just a fact. And you could consider it birthing. You don't have to put a single negative thought on why did it happen? How did it happen? But the fact is, it is happening. We're creating a new orientation to life.
And I'm here in the
so
East where
the
it's very busy and very, you know, I don't hear any very little of this kind of talk where I'm living. So that is like, you know, I'd love to be around people that are bubbling over with their energy and enthusiasm about the way the world is rather than constantly being thinking that this is so terrible. And then
well,
as the empaths already, I used to think that when COVID first started, I think I'm feeling the collective consciousness, which is
mm-hmm.
creating, you know, a lot of the problems in my own mind. And sometimes that's difficult to deal with. So I empathize
yes,
with Elizabeth and do wish you all well, Elizabeth, and finding your relief.
Yes. Okay, and just come back to the blessing call next week, and you'll find
oh, yes.
the bubbly people. Okay.
yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here, everybody.
yes. And Tara Kim, you're on.
Hello, Glenda. Hello, everyone. I just wanted to say that it was such a privilege to have met Tony. I met him, I think it was just in 2017, and I was just so grateful for his kindness and his gentle spirit, and I will really miss him, hearing him on our calls. I always related so much to some of the things that he was sharing, and I just wanted to send love and blessings to Judy and family in this time of transition and to everybody else as well.
Hi. I'm sorry, Tarkim. The mute button had gotten hit again, and I don't know how. I missed. I was on hold, and so I didn't hear a thing.
Oh, okay. Sure. No, I just wanted to say that it was such a privilege to have met Tony, and I was so grateful for his kindness and his gentle spirit. And I will really miss hearing his voice on the calls, and I just always related so much to some of the things that he shared. And it was just so nice to have had the privilege of meeting him. So I just wanted to share that. And then I had a blessing request as well. We're also going to be doing some traveling to see my parents and my husband's parents back in mid the 8/14 to 8/29. So we're going to be driving back from Colorado to Wisconsin and Illinois. So if we could have blessings for that trip. And then my mom is actually having cataract surgery on the 17th of August. And the doctor has told her it's going to be he expects it to be a rougher surgery because it's a fairly thick cataract and stuff. So just blessings for that surgery and the outcome as well. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And blessings for your trip. And
thank you.
I hope your husband's surgery came out okay.
It's a slow road back on this one. So, but continued blessings for his healing would be wonderful as well. Yeah, it's definitely been it was more an invasive one. So it was definitely, it's much more, taking more time than the other things he's been through.
Okay.
But thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes. And blessings to both of you. and your whole family, your mom.
All right.
Now, last but not least, Stormy, you're on.
Glenda.
To wrap up the day.
Glenda, I had a most beautiful blessing the other day. Tony came to me in a dream and says, be with me. And we took one last journey together to the center of the galaxy, though he was in a different form.
Oh, when was that, Stormy?
Not long ago. I also wanted to mention that I asked him many months ago that he and I would take you to the center of the galaxy, because I could see that there was something that was good for you there at the time. Never would have said it until now. And Tony and I once took you, Glenda, to the center of the galaxy and back home for whatever it was that you need.
Oh, thank you.
Tony and I had a very unique relationship. And for me, I don't have a concept between seen and unseen.
I know that. And I that's why I saved you to the last, because I know that, Tony really, really loved you. And, I know the feeling was mutual. You were like brothers. And, I could see that close relationship between you on our jam sessions and our, seminar calls. And, it was lovely. So I'm sure that he will continue to visit you.
Well, I've been asking him to pick up his guitar and play, and I think he'll start that again in another form, as I brought my music, that the piece that passes all understanding, to be there while he was in the process of all that he was going through. But what a beautiful blessing that he came to me in a dream and says, be with me. And to remember that we all can be with each other, either in the seen or the unseen realm.
Yes.
Good. It's good.
Yes. Thank you for that blessing, Stormy. Just holding that thought is a blessing unto us all. So with that, we're going to get ready for our blessing today. Our blessing from Christ. So everyone, just relax in your chair, in your recliner, your bed, or on the green grass, wherever you are. Just relax, take a few deep breaths. I think it's very, very important to inhale through your mouth, through your nose. And exhale slowly through your mouth. The reason is because your nose will take the inward breath up through your sinuses and clear the upper respiratory spaces of your head and carry that.
I'm going to see if I can get some muting here. Okay. All right. I think everyone's muted now. It clears the sinuses and the upper respiratory and then brings it down into your lungs.
So breathing through the nose actually causes your head to elevate. Just try it right now. Take a deep breath through your nose. Notice that your head elevates, your neck elongates. You see? And then you take it down into the depth of your belly. Put your hand on your belly and see it expand as far as it can go. And then hold it for just a second or two. It doesn't have to be long.
just so you feel it being held. And then you purse your lips so that you don't just blow it all out, but you gauge it as it goes out. And you give it out into the world. So that which has been in you is now given to the world. And the whole process of breathing this way is a great reliever to anxiety and stress, or just the buildup of tension or exhaustion during the day. It's a wonderful break to take, just doing this. And you don't have to do it many times, but let's just do it. You do it a few times. As I offer my invocation to Yeshua, be in your breath. And then while we are conveying the blessings of Christ to you, you will be in your prayer. And the importance of that is this simple. There are energies throughout our universe. As a matter of fact, everything is energy. It's just in a different form. And some of that energy is meant for you, and other of that energy is meant for other purposes or people or places. And so when you pray, you attract that energy meant for you. Just as Yeshua said, ask and you shall receive. And Paul wrote to the Corinthians a little bit of a reprimand because they were being poor me, complaining with, well, why do we not have this? Why do we not have that? And Paul says, you have not because you ask not. And they said, well, we ask every day. And he said, you're asking the wrong person. So be in a space where your asking is prayer. And think about what prayer is. First of all, it's connection with God. Second of all, it's pretty much the energy of the Lord's Prayer. You ask the will of God to be done and to include you in it for the greater good of all. And in prayer, there's surrender. In prayer, there's humility. In prayer, there's also grandeur in seeing the greatness of God. You're transported to a different place in prayer. It's not like asking Uncle Henry for something and being worried about if he will resent it or not have it or say no. No. Prayer is to your Heavenly Father who has everything, including eternal love for you. So we will enter into our prayer after I have concluded my prayer to Yeshua. And as you pray, we will be conducting the energy of the universe as closely and precisely as we can into your life, according to your needs, your requests, and your love. Then you will go and rest for 7 minutes. Just rest and don't think. Don't even continue your prayer. Just be a blank slate. Okay. Continue your breathing. Dear Yeshua, we know that you are here with us. You've been here with us all during our call, and I know you've smiled with us. You've cried with us. You've held us, that we not feel our loss too greatly, and know that in all of our losses is an even greater gain. Because in our Father's creation, in our Father's universe, there is no loss. It's only a seed planted into a new season of rebirth. We thank you for the life of Tony Magetikin. that he was so blessed to be here as your servant and friend, your brother. And we know that he grew even further in brotherhood as he served you. As I am grateful, and we are all grateful, we know that you are pleased beyond measure and hold him in love. I thank you for everyone on this call. For everyone on this call is a saint among us, looking for how he or she can bring a greater vision to our world and into their life and to the lives around them. I ask that you help them, that you give them strength, hope, courage, and most of all, faith that it will be done. And we thank you for being with all of those who don't know to ask, who don't even know that you're here. We ask that you be their faith for them until they can have faith of their own, that you feed them with love until they find all the food they need, that you fill them with hope until they find their talents and their ability to work and create. We know that you are creating a new heaven on earth and a new earth in heaven. And we are delighted to be workmen in that project. Workwomen in that project. Thank you now for all you will give us in this blessing and for our lives and our ability to share our lives with one another and with you. Amen. Blessing givers, will you join me now in conducting the blessing?
Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest and finish receiving. I wish you a very blessed week, and I look forward to being with you again next Sunday. Bye-bye for now.